This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, where would you like to start? The lousy day on Wall Street or the inflation numbers that everybody except maybe Wall Street knew were coming? All right, that's a trick question. We are going to start with inflation because even though we knew it was coming, there are some observations to be made and context to be had. The observation goes like this. When you were talking year-over-year numbers, as many of the headlines are today, of course consumer prices were up 4.2%, and of course it's the biggest year-on-year jump since the Great Recession. Think for a second about how lousy things were a year ago, and think of how much consumer demand is out there right now. But you dig into the numbers a little bit, as we like to do around here, looking at changes in consumer prices just since March of this year, and you might want to sit up a bit and pay attention. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore takes us through the data and the context.
Let's start with car rental prices.
I think the technical term for it is just crazy.
Paul Ashworth is chief North America economist with Capital Economics. The cost of renting a car went up 16% in a month.
Car rental prices are now almost 50% above where they were before the pandemic.
Airfare up 10%. Lodging up 8%. In a month, Tom Graff is a portfolio manager at Brown Advisory.
Look, I think that tells you that there's a lot of pent-up demand for travel, right? I think we're all tired of the same four walls.
A lot of things increased in price more than expected, from communications to apparel. But if there is something in this economy that can take you somewhere else, it is probably on fire. Used car prices up 10% in a month. Joanne Feeney is a partner at Advisors Capital Management.
And that 10% increase in used car prices is a reflection of the shortage of new cars available from the producers.
Now that right there, that shortage of cars, that is not just too many people wanting a car. That is a supply chain issue. A global semiconductor shortage is stunting the supply of cars. The pandemic screwed with a lot of supply chains. The lumber supply chain, the bike supply chain at one point. What consumers want, supply chains sometimes cannot give just yet. And so prices are rising. But
if you look at the price levels of a number of these components, airfares, lodging away, they're still pretty well below where they were pre-COVID.
Matt Luzzetti is chief U.S. economist for Deutsche Bank.
But this is not even making up for the shortfalls and the decreases that we saw last year.
At least in some sectors. But the burning issue here isn't just that we had wacky inflation for a month. Again, Joanne Feeney.
And so the real question is, are these price increases temporary, as the Fed has told us to expect? Or is there more persistence here that we need to worry about?
That's kind of an open question, and it might get worse before it gets better. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.